This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, Fiona Patton has joined us, and
I'm a proud double member of Joy, actually.
You are? Yeah.
How does that work?
I forgot that I joined and I joined again.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's right. That's right. You're in politics. It means you get two votes.
You're doing well out of your forgetfulness.
That's right.
Yeah. That's good. I'll come to you with my proxy forms.
Yes. Now, as we flagged in this second hour of the show, we want to remember Fiona Richardson. We want to honour her memory. It's not easy when someone leaves us, and someone leaves us so young. But when they leave so many achievements and so many great memories, it is important for us all to remember that. And Fiona Patton, member for the Legislative Assembly, elected under the Sex Party, but now for the Reason Party. And we're not going to talk about that today.
No.
But Fiona's a name that's well known to many of our listeners. In fact, when I go through a podcast stats, you know, you do pretty well.
Oh, do I?
You're up there, Dahl.
Oh, excellent. I've been learning a bit about engagement rates lately.
Yes, yes. So tell us about how will you remember Fiona Richardson?
As an incredible role model for me. When I was first elected into Parliament, I met Fiona very early on, and she had this incredible poise and grace and calmness about her. But then when you realised the work that she was doing, just that fundamental work around family violence was absolutely incredible. And I was describing her to someone the other day. I said she was rather like a swan. So she was incredibly elegant and poised on top, but she must have been paddling like hell
underneath the water. Yeah.
You know, she, and when you realise that she was actually, she really wasn't well for quite some time. So that paddling just must have been extraordinary. I know we've all remarked on the extraordinary work that she did around family violence, and I think, you know, Jane Garrett gave a most wonderful eulogy, didn't she, at the funeral, and what we took away from that is that Fiona left us with a lot of tasks to complete. She wanted a lot more work to be done in the area of family violence, but also just in the area of equality.
And what will that legacy be for her?
She single-handedly has probably saved the lives of people for generations to come.
Mm.
You know, her work on family violence, and the way that she was brave enough to tell her own story, yeah, which is very hard for members of Parliament to do, to be so honest about your family misery, as it was for her. So she will save lives for years to come. What I didn't know was that she also was the architect of the
level crossings.
Oh, yes.
And I only found that out this week.
But again, you know, this is something that, when you think about it, it's such a logical thing, and it can make such a difference to people's lives, and not just lives potentially lost, but in terms of making people's lives better. By not sitting in your car for 13 minutes.
Exactly.
Waiting for the boom gates to...
that's right.
But again, this is the breadth of her
concern,
but she was never afraid to consider an issue that was a bit outside the box, and for reasons, you know, that because, you know what, it's actually going to make people's lives
I think
better.
The other thing for me that stands out is the gender equality work that she did. Yeah, because Victoria was really the first place in this nation that said, nah, it's going to be 50-50.
Yep.
All new appointments, all positions, all senior levels, you know, government boards, etc., 50-50.
That's right.
Because it was 40. Yeah. It was 40-60 right up till, you know, Fiona became minister.
That's exactly. And, I mean, what's also not commonly known is the power that she had within her own party.
Oh, yes.
And that is a rare thing to say about a woman in any political party except mine, of course. But
so what insights do you have about that? That you can share.
I mean, she was the numbers woman.
Yeah.
You know, she did the numbers. I mean, Bill Shorten wouldn't be there without her. Julia Gillard, we wouldn't have had the first female prime minister without Fiona.
No, correct.
I mean, it's like, seriously.
She did the work for Julia to win Labor.
Yeah. You know, talk about gender equality.
Yeah.
She got our first female prime minister elected. So.
And sorry, in a man's world, which, you know, factional warfare in political parties, women are always involved, of course. But, you know, it has in the past been predominantly a man's world, and she changed that. She changed that, and there are other women in politics that have done the same, but she really, she didn't take any prisoners.
Mm. No.
The Richard Nixon approach. She didn't take any prisoners.
Isn't it sad to know that someone's got to pass away before we start talking about some of these things? Start acknowledging these things. It's reality, isn't it?
That Justin, the only thing that I'd say in response to that is that her work really stood on its
really
own.
Good. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Domestic Violence Royal Commission and the outcomes from that. You know, the $1 billion invested in preventing domestic violence.
And that's
nothing else like it.
And that is a huge amount of money, but it's you know, Fiona, you know, we were saying before, you know, often and on this program where it's not unknown for us to have a crack at politicians.
No.
And, but we were speaking with, earlier with Tanya Kovac, who was Fiona's chief of staff.
Yeah.
But Justin and Tass and I were saying, well, you know, there are actually so many good people in the parliament and behind the scenes that are doing the hard yards for things that they believe in. And I think what Fiona did was she made domestic violence the issue that for years everyone had shied away from. It we all knew about it, we all wanted it to stop, we all weren't sure what to do. She staked her political career and spent, you know, a lot of personal and political effort on making this the issue.
That's right. She spent quite a few political points on winning this and making this happen. You know, she did not come out of this politically unscathed, as many of us know and have seen in Parliament. But she did it, and you know, we talk about $1 billion, but when we in years to come, we will talk about how that $1 billion saved us billions of dollars and obviously thousands of lives.
Yes.
But the money that it will actually recoup for us in, you know, lack of homelessness, lack of mental health issues, all of the other issues that come out of family violence. Her legacy is going to be remarkable. I mean, most politicians could only dream of achieving
what
half
she achieved, yes.
of what she achieved. Yes.
But even the fact that half of our ministers are women.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Compared to Canberra.
Yep.
Where
yep.
it's like, you know, 10% or something. Oh. Embarrassment.
That's right.
Now,
can
you give it? Can you give us a funny Fiona story?
I don't know whether anyone knows, but Fiona never wore shoes at Parliament.
Yep.
Like, except when she was sort of walking around, but she took her shoes off every single time. And so we would even when she's standing up to, you know, address the Governor General or
shoes off
immediately, which was just bizarre. I mean, at the last, and this, I mean, this isn't funny, but this shows the make of the woman. Last time I saw her was on the 29th of May, and we were I'm part of the PAYAC, the Estimates Committee. So, and that's when you kind of, you cross-examine the ministers about the budget. She could barely get up the stairs. She was so sick and she was so unwell. And we all just, we went downstairs and had a meeting because we thought, we can't interview her like this. She's just too sick. So we went downstairs and had a meet. The committee had a meeting about it. And then finally we were talking about it, saying, no, we can't do it. And then finally I kind of said, but has anyone asked her what we want to do?
Yeah.
Like, has anyone? And she was absolutely adamant. I am not leaving this room until we proceed. And she, you know, executed her case incredibly well. I don't feel that anyone went soft on her because she was ill. You know, we had Tim Smith and, you know, who's not a soft bloke. But, I don't think anyone went soft on her. And it was just, she was just remarkable because once she started talking about her portfolio, the coughing stopped, the sniffling stopped,
and she was, utterly on top of it as well.
It makes you wonder how much that purpose had to do with her kicking on a bit longer than she did.
When I look back on it now, that's right. I certainly think that.
I thought it was extraordinary that one day we get a media release saying, I need to take some leave because I need more treatment under my doctor's instructions. And the next day,
I know,
she's dead.
I said to my wife, I said, Fiona, it's terrible. Fiona Richardson's passed away. And my wife said, oh, no, she's just on leave. She's taking some leave. And I said, no, it's just happened. She said, hang on. Exactly what you said.
As it reverberated through the parliament that night, because we were all doing our committee work that night, as it reverberated through, and we all had to stop our committee work immediately, obviously, and as we did that, and it was just palpable as you just walked through and you could feel these waves as the message just went through the parliament, and it was extraordinary. It was so physical, the emotion in that house, and you know, I don't think there's many politicians that would have that effect on us.
I think you're right. I wanted to ask, you know, Fiona, in terms of, is, you know, this the agenda that Fiona put to the front of the queue and made happen, and, you know, I feel comfortable that not just the government, but I think the parliament is committed to that agenda. But the pressure needs to be maintained, doesn't it?
Yes, and I think this is the work that she has left us, and we must not forget that. That the pressure needs to stay. We need to continue on the course. I mean, there was, out of the 126 recommendations that inquiry made, and we adopted all 126 of them.
Yeah.
I think it's 126, 128 unanimously. Yeah. But we have not achieved them all yet, and so we have got a huge, big checklist and to-do list that Fiona has left us, and we do need to keep the pressure on. You're absolutely right, Macca. It will be easy for people to go, oh, but, you know, this year we've got a bit of a budget issue for something else. So, yeah, keeping that pressure on will be incredibly important.
Yeah, we... don't worry, we'll maintain the pressure from here. Just finally, Fiona, how would you like people to remember Fiona, and how will you remember? I know they may not be different things, but
her kindness to me when I first was elected, and you know, you're on your own, and me in particular, so you've got don't have a party, and she was so incredibly kind and so incredibly patient with me. And when I was doing the Safe Access Zone legislation, she was incredibly nice and incredibly generous, and spoke, you know, really gave, even though it was a government bill, she just spoke in almost entirely in her contribution about me and about how it effectively
generous,
it was incredibly generous,
very generous,
and just that poise and calmness I will try and emulate, and I will try and remember. And I think we all just should remember that she also acted really locally. Like, the work that she's done in Northcote has been fantastic, and that's my region. And hearing that the kids at Northcote High have set up this project about respect and respecting yourself, and that was all out of the influence and inspiration of Fiona. Yeah. So it's wonderful. She will continue to live on.
Very well said.
Yeah. Fiona Patton, thank you for your time. We will have you back in at another time to spruik about the
reason.
More sex and less reason, please.
Yeah. Look, absolutely.
Respectful reason. Reasonable respect.
Absolutely. There's and it would be absolutely unreasonable of me to say no sex, no more sex. So there will, of course, be more sex, but
there's always a reason.
There's always a reason for
sex.
There's always a reason for sex.
Thank you, Fiona. Oh, we're going to go You want to do a shout-out?
Yeah, can I shout-out to my hideous family out there? They're not listening. They're sitting in Joy, not listening to Joy.
I know. Well,
shout-out to them, you hideous rainbow family of mine.
Want to say thank you, Fiona. Thank you for your words.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.